Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
New challenges, campaign for binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights, receiving concrete content proposals. The pressure in the framework of the UN in favor of guiding principles on business and human rights is quite strong, said Gary Nansen, chair at Friends of the Earth International. But we have seen that these guiding principles don't work in reality and that they will never work because they are voluntary principles and it is up to corporations to follow them or not. We have been insisting on the urgent need to have a legally binding treaty to make justice, to finally end with the impunity that transnational corporations have nowadays, Nansen said to Real World Radio. For this reason, the Environmental Federation is making concrete contributions on the contents for a new treaty that will start being negotiated in October, also in the framework of the UN. Last week, the environmental activists led in Geneva, Switzerland, a Friends of the Earth International delegation that followed closely the 35th session of the UN Human Rights Council and participated in the parallel activities organized by social movements and organizations that are part of the global campaign to dismantle corporate power and stop impunity. The goal of this delegation in Geneva was to continue working for a binding treaty that forces companies to respect human rights.
Real World Radio is interviewing Karin Nansen. She's the chair of Friends of the Earth International, Environmentalist Federation, which had an important presence in Geneva this last week because of a new session of the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. Karin, welcome to Real World Radio once again.
Thank you, Jose. A pleasure to be with you.
Karin, how do you evaluate this new week of work of Friends of the Earth International and in Geneva, participating directly and making pressure for the legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights?
For us at Friends of the Earth International, this was a very important week. Once again, we have been insisting in the urgent need to have a legally binding treaty to make justice, to finally end with the impunity that transnational corporations have nowadays. We have all the information and the knowledge coming from the communities and the social movements who suffer all types of human rights violations due to the activities of transnational corporations which take over their territories. We see how the livelihoods are being destroyed. We see how environmental activists, human rights defenders, but also the defenders of the territories and the defenders of people's rights are being persecuted by those corporations who come into their territories, grab their lands, destroy their livelihoods, their means for survival, and then impose activities without any consent from the communities. And we see this in agribusiness activities, we see it with the mining companies, we see it with oil extraction, different type of activities that mean that the capital takes over territories, denying people's rights and the right to water, the right to land, the right to a healthy environment. As a social justice and environmental justice organization, we cannot allow that for that to continue. We understand we need to stop this impunity. And finally, the transnational corporations need to be judged for their violations.
At the same time, Karin, that Friends of the Earth International, as other organizations and social movements, which are members of the global campaign to dismantle corporate power and stop impunity, are pressuring for these legally binding treaties. There are countries and regions doing the same thing, but in favor of the voluntary guidelines of the UN, which are also analyzed and discussed in another special group of the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. How did you see this pressure and what is Friends of the Earth International saying about that, Karin?
Yeah, we see a lot of pressure to continue in the line of the guiding principles on corporations and human rights, but we have seen that those guiding principles don't work in reality and will never work because, as you say, they are only voluntary principles that is up for corporations to follow them or not. And we have a panel in a side event where we have the testimonies of the communities, but also the analysis of women who are working at the international level on legal instruments. And they have assessed how these guiding principles are working in reality. And both the communities and the experts are saying those guiding principles do not work in reality. The fact is that communities continue to be persecuted, continue to be, their lives are being destroyed, their rights are being denied. And no matter how, you know, these some countries now are looking forward for these national plans, but in fact, it's just, you know, like a declaration of principles and desires, but nothing that really changes the reality for the communities and the movements on the ground. Nothing that really implies to make justice for those communities. Nothing that really implies to put an end to impunity. So we insist as Friends of the Earth International and in our long time vindication of the need to make justice and make sure that multinational corporations pay for their violations.
And talking about United Nations and about human rights, the last week, Karin, was very special. It was remembered the 50th anniversary of the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories, and Friends of the Earth International had as one of its members in Geneva Abir Pengon, who is a representative of Abir Budme, sorry, who is a representative of Pengon, Friends of the Earth Palestine. How did you live in Geneva in this session of the Human Rights Council, and what Friends of the Earth International said about this anniversary and the demands that we have in front of the United Nations regarding the issue of the rights of the Palestinian people, Karin?
We as Friends of the Earth International stand in solidarity with the Palestinian peoples. The testimonies given by Abir are the testimonies coming from people who are suffering human rights violations daily. It's something that is happening every day in their lives. And it's something that the international community cannot allow to continue. We have seen how water rights are denied to the Palestinian peoples. We have seen how their right to land is being denied. We have seen how a company like Mekorot is responsible for violating the right to water of the Palestinian people. And we think this needs to be said and this needs to be denounced internationally. And also we think that it's so important to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian peoples who are really struggling to get, you know, their rights recognized and are struggling to make sure that their means of survival and their livelihoods are not destroyed and don't continue to be destroyed. And this is a very legitimate demand that we believe we must accompany and support.
Okay, Karin, now the next round of negotiations of the ad hoc working group, which is negotiating this legally binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights, is going to be held in Geneva in October. How Friends of the Earth International is preparing its work towards this moment?
We as Friends of the Earth International have a group of specialized people, experts, who are working together with the national organizations of Friends of the Earth who have the knowledge coming from the ground, the knowledge of what's happening to the communities and to the social movements in the ground, because our national groups are rooted in the struggles of local communities and social movements. We have that information. But as I said, we also have the experts who can get this information coming to the ground and analyze and propose different elements that should be part of this binding treaty. So what we are doing now is to work together to input into the discussions and to make sure that we have relevant inputs for the negotiations that are going to start in October. And that's something we have decided to do, and we are working on it. And we are also working on it with our allies from the other organizations and movements who have been vindicating this treaty For so long. And previous to this, these days in Geneva, experts meeting took place. And these expert meetings are an opportunity to build the capacities of the different organizations who are involved in this work, but also to be able to formulate the elements that should be the elements that make part of the treaty.
Was Karin Nansen, chair of Friends of the Earth International. Karin, thank you very much. Of course, that Real World Radio is going to be aware and will keep updating about what's happening in these next months and the work of Friends of the Earth International towards this new round of negotiations in October in Geneva. Thank you very much, Karin.
Thank you, Jorge, and thank you to Real World Radio, both for bringing the voices of the community to the international level and also for supporting the work that is taking place within the binding treaty and for supporting this important effort that we hope is going to be historical accomplishment that we will be able to have, let's hope, very soon. Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.